So, small tumor is kind of a special subject for me. I am a filmmaker, a documentary filmmaker and photographer. It's actually been on my agenda to create a small tumor film. So I had actually reached out to Jessica years ago and said, "Hey, do you have any good Stoop stories that were small tumor based?" And she sent me a few. I have a pretty high bar for what counts as small tumor story. So I'm going to share a few small versions and then my major small tumor story. I'm kind of collecting these. So tonight I'm going to be listening to your stories and the stories up here. Please come find me if you've got a good one. One fun one is this building we're sitting in. I was hired by the Friends of Patterson Park to shoot photos at the groundbreaking. So here I am, full circle. One of the things I've done with Friends of Patterson Park is when COVID happened, they couldn't do their lovely outdoor summer concerts. So they hired me to do a video series that we called Hidden Tracks. The very first one we did with Caleb Stein, who happens to be my neighbor, who we've become very good friends through the dog park in our neighborhood in Hamden. Another lovely person that is involved with Hidden Tracks is our final speaker tonight, Kara Kelly. So lots of fun little small tumor connections. The story I'm going to share is from about 10 years ago. I mentioned I'm a filmmaker. I typically do projects for folks like Johns Hopkins Children's Center, Art with a Heart. I did a video for recently. I try to tell documentary stories, raise funds, awareness, education. They're usually in the thousands, if not tens of thousands of dollars a video. And I was having a very slow time of year in that spring 10 years ago. And so I was a little more desperate looking for work. And I went on a place called Thumbtack. For those not familiar, if you've heard of Fiverr, it's similar. It's an online platform where you can look for selling your service type work or hiring someone to do service type work. And I was browsing through there and found someone in Baltimore who was looking to put together a slideshow video for their wife's 40th birthday as a surprise. Definitely not what I do, definitely way below my normal budget, but I was a little desperate. So threw my name in there. We had a couple of email conversations and settled on a price. But meanwhile, it's April, and he said, "Hey, I'm a school teacher. I'm not really going to be available until the summer." I was like, "Cool, no problem." A few months go by, work picks up. I'm doing just fine. I forget all about this Thumbtack situation. So I get the email from Matt saying, "Hey, I didn't forget about you. I'm ready to do the video." And I'm like, "Ah, I got to still do this." Okay. So sends me some photos, some digital files. We exchange emails. We piece it together over the course of a couple of weeks. And we're wrapping things up. Meanwhile, he's also kind of cagey about, "Hey, don't call me because I don't want my wife to know, and I'll call you when I'm not at home, and we have to figure out how you're going to drop this stuff off." So for the final version, he had a couple photos he wanted to bring to me in person. I was going to finish it, and then he would walk away with a thumb drive with the video. So he shows up at my door. I work from home. My basement is my studio. And he comes in with his son, who's about 10, wearing an Orioles cap. And I take him down to the basement. And it takes a while for the computer to get going and for me to open up the file. And I get kind of that nervous, chatty talk that you get sometimes. And so I mentioned the Orioles cap and, "Hey, you guys, big Orioles fans?" "Yeah, we're big fans." "Oh, I'm going to the game tonight." "Oh, that's great. Cool. Who are they playing?" I don't even remember who they were playing. "Cool. The computer's up. I can stop the small talk." Get in there, fix up the files, go to export and render, which again takes a few minutes. So I go back to my chatty Kathy and, I talk about how I have these four tickets that I got. They're really good seats, and I'm bringing three buddies who all recently had breakups and they were kind of down in the dumps, but they didn't know that I had these really sweet seats that I got for them. So bragging a little bit, passing the time, all good. We're heading upstairs and out the door, and again, in my nervous bungling, I mention that, "Oh, there are my tickets. I leave them by the door so I don't forget them. That's how I am, very organized person." And I just pick them up for some reason and just like, "Oh, let me see. Where are the seats?" And I'm like, "Oh, I don't know." And I hand it to him. He goes, "Those are our seats." I was like, excuse me? Where did you get these? I'm like, is he thinking I stole these or what is going on? And I said, like, 6 months ago, I'm a lacrosse coach, a volunteer at KIPP. It's a charter school in the city. And I went to, like, a silent auction. I got these tickets. He goes, oh, my wife's on the board of KIPP. We must have donated those tickets. Unbelievable to me. For me, the beauty of Smaldemore is that we live in this beautiful small city that some people maybe think isn't quite grown up and large, and it isn't in a lot of ways, and other ways it is. But it's a family. It's a small family, and we knew people. He taught at Friends. I knew people. His wife is involved with Gilman. My current roommate used to work there. There were so many overlaps, but the coincidence of me even taking a job like this, then coming on the day I'm going to the game, he brings his kid with the hat. The fact that I just said any of these things, and why did he even hold the tickets up? I have no idea. But now I know why, to show that Smaldemore is a beautiful thing. Thank you.